don't want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim fram sauce with the offs and fade with shafafa on the
Hi,
side.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is saccharat. It was likely in studying the great works of a cookbook author like the venerated Paula Wolfert that I first read about saccharat and its magic. Or perhaps the late great Penelope Casas, my first Spanish culinary navigator. But you have to taste and experience the texture of saccharat to become an acolyte in the transubstantiation-like powers of such a simple miracle. We traveled to Spain along with Chef José Andrés and other luminaries and experienced a rice dish that illustrated the reasons saccharat is widely adored there. We might have been in Madrid, which is only about 190 miles from the birthplace of paella, which is Valencia. But all of Spain cares deeply about rice. Valencian rice is prized the world over. Like many things in life, I learned more from doing as well as reading. And though I adore reading, the doing must get done to have things sink all the way in, I'd say. We opened a restaurant in Los Angeles about a dozen or so years ago. We had a state-of-the-art kitchen. That place was a chef's dream. But the Angelenos enjoy some pretty spectacular weather, and when we introduced a paella night each Friday, the folks came out to see what we would create in a gas-fired pan that cost less than any aspect of our indoor kitchen. For months, we fired up that paella pan and really got to know the topic of the Spanish prized dish. And it was then that saccharat really came to my understanding. I read a piece in Bon Appetit magazine on this while waiting for the lady who trims my graying hair that offered this on the topic of the crispy, crunchy stuff. The Spanish know it as saccharat. Koreans, norungji. Senegalese, soon, and Dominicans, concon. But whatever you call it, the caramelized crust deserves a spotlight. From Chinese bo zai fan, a rice casserole with sausage and dark soy, to Iranian shirin polau, a jeweled rice pilaf dotted with dried fruits and nuts, eaters across countries take joy in scraping up the crispy bits. I might have learned more, but my hairdresser has a schedule to keep, too. So I put the magazine down and saddled up. Without rice, saccharat would have never achieved its apotheosis. It's not totally untrue that the crusty sides of the macaroni and cheese hugging the edges of a properly baked casserole are also a damn fine thing. And even a potato gratin has its charms in the way the far edges along the wall of a dish can make me smile. Some families argue on who gets the brownies that are in the corners of the baking dish. But the reverence and mindfulness of the Spanish, I believe, has to do with the absorbent capacity rice has in terms of drinking in the stock that elevates it past macaroni, potatoes, and brownies. The intersection of crispy rice that is loaded with the potency of stock propels one to continue to scrape the bottom of the vessel that was used in cooking the rice-based dish. There is history in that appreciation. There is so much history that there is even a word for it. And if you didn't know the word before today, I will feel that I might have done my job. Let's say it one time, all together, shall we? Saccharat. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.